proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue our series on mountains in the Bible by focusing on one of the most prominent mountains in the New Testament, the Mount of Transfiguration. Mountains serve as prominent features of any country's landscape. Due to their lofty elevation, mountains have often symbolized significant attainments. Several mountains mentioned in the Bible are associated with noteworthy events occurring at those locales. Today, we look at the Mount of Transfiguration. Bible commentators have no certainty regarding the specific location of that mountain. Some people consider Mount Tabor in southern Galilee, which is the traditional location of the Mount of Transfiguration. Other people claim that Mount Hermon, near the city of Caesarea Philippi, that Mount Hermon served as the scene for the events described on the Mount of Transfiguration. The 17th chapter of Matthew's Gospel recorded an extraordinary event involving Jesus Christ and three of his disciples. This event occurred on the mountain identified as the Mount of Transfiguration. The Savior took Peter, James, and John up to the top of a high mountain. There he became transfigured in their sight. What does transfigured mean? Well, Matthew noted that the Savior's face, quote, did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light, unquote. Mark, in the 9th chapter of his book, added that the Lord's clothing became, quote, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them, unquote. Two figures, later identified as Moses and Elijah, appeared with Jesus Christ on that mountain. Luke chapter 9 stated that these figures, quote, appeared in glory and spake of his decease which he should accomplish at Jerusalem, unquote. Since the phrase, the law and the prophets, denoted the collective teachings of the Old Testament, these two men might have been representatives of those respective categories. Moses serving as the representative of the Jewish law, while Elijah epitomized the ministry of the Old Testament prophets. Their joint consultation with Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration symbolized the extent to which the law and the prophets foreshadowed and gave testimony of Jesus Christ's person and ministry. Peter was profoundly affected by his experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. At the time, he suggested building three tabernacles or temporary booths, one for Jesus Christ, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Mark noted that Peter, quote, wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid, unquote. At that time, a cloud covered the Mountain of Transfiguration. Matthew noted that a voice came out of that cloud, a voice saying, quote, this is my beloved Son, hear him, unquote. God the Father thereby audibly attested to both the deity and the authority of Jesus Christ as his Son. Peter would later recall this event. In the first chapter of his second epistle, he would comment about he, James, and John serving as eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ's divinity. Peter remarked that Jesus Christ, quote, received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount, unquote. As Jesus Christ and his three disciples descended from the mountain, he instructed them to, quote, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead, unquote. Perhaps he believed that the public revelation of such a wonder on the Mount of Transfiguration would prove inconsistent with the suffering he knew that he would be soon experiencing. This is Mark Ashman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.